The Indigital Program, which is an Indigenous-led tech non-for-profit organization that gives Indigenous youth hands-on experience to learn and create with digital technologies incorporated with traditional Indigenous knowledge. Danielle Paradis, the Strategic Program Manager for Indigenous Friends Association, talks about what the students learned in Edmonton during the four-week program.
So Indigital is a program that combines learning about culture and traditional knowledge with learning about technology like coding, digital safety, user experience, or user design, testing, and all manner of technological things.
The program, which originally started in Toronto, is now being delivered across Turtle Island, Edmonton being the first one to be launched since the COVID-19 pandemic. Paradis says that the association felt very honored to work alongside Edmonton Public Library at Thunderbird House, which Nookum John Saddleback was there to welcome them with open arms.
Edmonton was our first launch outside of the pandemic. That's because that's where I live, is here in Treaty 6 territory. And we were very honored to work with the library and to work with Nookum Joanne Saddleback in the community, who helped to interpret for the youth what Indigenous technology is and the importance that it plays.
Paradis says that they are planning for it to be an ongoing program in Edmonton with in-person learning, with online courses in place for the time being. The next session for in-person learning is set in Ontario, with the hopes to being back in Edmonton in person once again in the near future.
Yeah, we do plan for it to be an ongoing thing in Edmonton, but we also have online courses, so we should have some more of those in the fall, and we are still working on an in-person summer placement, so we're really hoping for something for August. We're looking at our next session to be in Ontario, but then we want to come back to Edmonton again, and in the meantime, if participants are wanting to take place, or they can always sign up. We have a wait list on our website, and they can attend the online sessions, which we've been doing for the majority of the last 2 years online, so we've gotten pretty good at it.
Paradis wants Indigenous people to know there are flexible jobs out there in the tech industry with being an immersive field, with Indigital being an introduction to the industry.
I would just want people to leave knowing that for Indigenous people, technology is often considered negative, but there are so many ways in which it can be positive. It creates, there's good jobs out there in the tech industry. They have high flexibility. We work with partners like Shopify, who show the possibility of what sort of jobs people can get once they've built up that technological capacity. And it's really an emerging field still. And so people are welcome to come check out indigenousfriends.org for more information about the program, or to join that wait list that we set up in between our sessions.
For CFWE News, I'm Daniel Barker-Tremblay.